He was trying to say.
Oh, also, I say, yeah. Oh, sorry. The Chris Moyle Show. Yeah, 8:46. International Radio 1. Let's bring in the lanky freak from Dragon's Den.
Can't say that about
him. Of course I can. It's Mr. Peter Jones. Look at him.
Anyone for tennis?
I brought my kit in.
Are you going playing tennis again this morning after the show?
No. You told me I'm going to do a celebrity lap, so I didn't know what to bring in.
Tennis racket.
So competitive. Anyway, listen, before you start, let me start first. Which one would you prefer? This one? The Chris Moyle Show. Our guest today is Peter Jones. Right.
Wow.
I know. Impressive, right? Or... The Chris Moyle Show. He's got loads of money. Our guest today is Peter Jones. Which one would you prefer?
The first one.
The first one? Yeah. Right. The Chris Moyle Show. Our guest today is Peter Jones. Like freak from Dragon's Den. International Radio 1. Oh, dear.
I'm really excited.
Why?
Well, the kit I brought in, I didn't know what the terrain would be around the studio. So
it's the celebrity lap. That's all you got to do is run around. What have you brought?
What type of shoes do
you think? Don't put your shoes on the table. It's bad luck.
Is it?
No, that's only with new shoes.
I thought it was all shoes.
No.
How big are your feet?
Well, I brought the 4.
Because that would mean every shoe shop in the world would have bad luck, you pillock.
Oh, well, I don't take any
shoes. Why have you brought 2 pairs of...
Well, I didn't know whether... one's a bit bouncy. Oh. The other one's for a bit more speed. And then... I've got another pair as well in there, so I've got 3 pairs.
14.
I'd like to have a walk around the lap.
You can have a walk around the lap. Are you playing tennis today?
No.
Are you really not?
I'm really not.
Yeah. Oh, you're weird.
Yeah. I've got a kit as well that I want to wear. Do you want to see it?
Was it Real Madrid?
Do you want to see it or not?
Do I want to see it? What, you in it?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Well, because... You're on the right show, aren't you?
Is it rude? No. Well, what sort of kit have you got?
Well, I'll show you.
You're not wearing
you're
a kit
not,
under
you're not
your
filming this,
suit.
Are you?
Not yet.
What are you doing?
Are you going to get naked? This isn't comfortable.
I feel deeply uncomfortable. Mm. Okay, so just...
He makes Theo seem normal.
Peter Jones is removing his size 14 shoes.
Alan, have you seen this? Peter Jones is stripping off.
And stop him, really. Carry on.
Oh, God, no, trust me, you would. He's got a corset on. He's got a massive beer belly. In real life. That's why he has a big car.
You've got a funny look on your face.
Well, I just feel deeply uncomfortable, Peter.
You're not naked underneath,
no,
are you?
No ever stripped this studio before.
Oh, he's taking his trousers off.
Alan, tell us when it's clear to look.
Please.
He's got white shorts on.
Thank God, I thought they were huge boxers. Oh, no. What's he wearing?
How competitive.
Oh, I know what you're in.
Oh.
Are you in an Everton top? No, you're not. He's got Adidas on the top of it.
This is interesting.
I just saw a blue shirt with
the... So did I.
And I thought maybe you were celebrating Everton going to...
Oh, no, that's not what I think it is it?
Oh, no.
No, it's not.
No.
Oh, he's in a Chelsea shirt!
Oh. Right, we're ready to go. Oh. And today we're going to win.
Unclean!
Interview terminated at 8:49.
Is Carrie happy?
Why are you... What, have you just bought it? What's wrong with you?
It's the only shirt I've got my name on my back.
You're not a football fan, though, are you?
Not really, no. More rugby.
Can then get that off. We must have a Featherstone Rovers shirt upstairs.
I have, with Jones on the back.
Oh!
There you go.
Aled. I'll go and check. It's Jones.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's that famous one of Dragons then. Aled. Oh, I can't believe you're wearing that. Oh, dear.
You don't like it.
It was going so well until then.
You've got the same kind of height as Peter Crouch, but in a Chelsea kit. Please.
I've got my sock on as well.
What? What, have you got a sock down the front of your shorts? Why? What's wrong with you?
I just woke up very excited this morning.
Oh, okay, all right, fine.
You know, if you put a pair of black pants on your head, you look like Peter Cech.
He would a little bit, wouldn't he?
Mm. I don't know anything about... Who's Peter Cech?
Goalkeeper for Chelsea.
He's about your height, and it doesn't matter. He wears a protective helmet.
He kind of wears a rubber head mask. Mm. It's a bit like Bosa.
Yeah, but don't you think, with a pair of boxes on his head?
He would. Is Balak tall?
He's taller than us.
Well. Shut up. Anyway, so...
You've got nothing unique here.
Mm. You haven't.
What was that?
Why were you late this morning?
It was a joke.
Oh.
It was an elaborate joke.
You've got nothing unique here.
No, you've got nothing unique here.
I'm not going to invest today, so I'm out.
That's Peter from Dragon's Den.
Has it won any awards yet?
Not yet. No, we deserve it, don't we?
Yeah. Mm. You do deserve it.
Five series, not one.
Five series now.
Yeah.
Who's going to get the boot for the next series? I like it. They changed the lineup like the Sugar Babes do.
No, I've decided we're all going to stay.
Oh, you're all staying?
Yeah.
Well, that's very good of you.
Yeah, I like... Duncan was sort of tipping over the edge, but he put some money in the bank account to me, and I thought, actually, no, you can stay, Duncan, another year.
Duncan went to speak to the bosses, and they were going to get rid of him, but they weren't sure what he was saying, so they just kept him in, because...
He goes into a booth now, and they...
Peter Jones. And they went,
yep, fine, whatever you want, because I don't know what you're saying.
Well, it's cost the BBC more this season, or last season, because down south they put subtitles up now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's the only bit I get right at the end. Anyway, so let's talk about you then, Peter Jones. Tell me what American Inventor is. I was trying to explain to Dave what American Inventor is, which is your new TV show, starts tonight at 9 o'clock on Virgin One, whatever that is. That's as easy to find as Nuts TV. So, it is... American Inventor is to Dragon's Den what X Factor is to Pop Idol. Is that right? So, in other words, Simon Cowell is sitting on the judging panel of Pop Idol going... I could do this. I'll own it. I'll make it. I'll change the name. Jobs are good and more money. And you're sitting on Dragon's Den going, hang on a second. I wonder. Take it to America. Change it around a little bit. I'll own it. Brilliant. Is that pretty much what it is?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You know when you're sat there on Dragon's Den and you have your little notepads and you've got some guy, right, who's...
Do you know what he's writing?
Exactly. He's writing the notes for his new TV show.
Yeah.
So some guy's explaining some, like, rubber washing machine or something that he's invented and you're there kind of thinking, American Inventor, first year, do that. And you're sketching it.
Do you like the name, though?
I love it. I was saying to Chris outside, actually.
Yes, but that's the only thing that lets you down. It's called American Inventor, but you filmed it in Ireland, and I don't think that's going to work.
But you have cottoned on to the fact that if you put American in the title, or America, in the US, then it will work.
Yeah, but it's... I'm speechless.
Well, no, American
Idol. The Americans
Idol.
Do that. They love the word.
They
do.
You know, America's do. Most wanted, American's worst driver, all that kind of stuff.
But now, if it came here, it would be the British Inventor, wouldn't it?
The British Inventor.
Well, it was in France.
Right.
Well, it wasn't called the German Inventor in France, was it?
Was it called the British Inventor?
It's called the French Inventor.
Right, gotcha. Yeah.
Do you know what it is, though?
And in Russia, it was called the Russian Inventor.
It hasn't been on in Russia.
And Turkey...
Hasn't been on in Turkey.
Called the Turkish Inventor.
No, that's ridiculous. Now, this is your show?
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yep. And we've had two seasons in America.
It's you... let me get this right. So it's you, Paula Abdul... And Randy West, and your people come on and go, I've invented, you know, spam, and you go, well done, you're through the boot camp, and then they have to invent, like, something else, like a toaster, which is underwater, and then you get the live show.
And then person wins a million dollars.
And then one week it's like Frank Sinatra inventions, and you've got to invent Frank Sinatra things.
Yeah. Right? And I'm the Simon Cowell of the show.
But
taller and better looking.
Right. And what do they win?
They win $1 million.
Okay. Now, has this show been on anywhere else? It hasn't been on in France,
has it? It has, yeah.
Has it really?
It's gone France, Turkey, Russia.
With you and Paula Abdul.
No, their own version.
Right.
Okay. I thought you were joking about Turkish Inventor.
No, I'm not.
Really?
No. I thought this was your idea. I thought this was your show.
Yeah, it was my show. My
idea.
So
you sold it to...
We sold it to Turkey,
who was
Russia.
The first company? Who was the first country?
The first one was France.
So French last Inventor.
The French Inventor came out last year on M6.
Hang on, let me ask you this. How can you make... And did you make it, or did you just sell the rights to...
No, we sold the rights to a French company.
Because you don't speak French.
I don't speak French, no. That's I wasn't right. on it.
And his name was Henri M6. What?
It was on M6, which is a channel.
Oh,
like
right.
Virgin 1 at 9 p.m. tonight. The channel you haven't heard of.
We'll plug it away. So people went on and went, I've invented the bicycle which flies.
And they go, oh, that's very good, you have won the 10-euro, whatever.
Is that Russian inventor? Or?
Yeah, and yeah. Then, so then who else did it?
Russia.
So they really did? They've invented the hat. That is brilliant, comrade.
It keeps your head warm in the wind.
It is a hat with two holes in. So when you put it over your head as a mask, you can still see where you're going.
I invented this. It is bread. It is a loaf of bread.
I have invented freedom and choice.
And equality.
And supermarkets. And cars that are not 40 years old. Right. So that was that.
Mm.
And then, so American invents what we're going to see tonight at 9 o'clock on Virgin One. Has that been on in America already?
Yes. For the last 2 years on America.
That's a long show,
ABC.
Isn't it? It's longer than Lost. 2 years, they haven't found a winner.
It's the second series.
Oh, I see.
So it's a
and
year
we haven't got Paula Abdul. We've got a lovely lady called Sarah Blakely.
Right.
And we've got George Foreman, the boxer.
The grill man.
The grill man? Yep. We use one of his grills all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, Sophie loves it.
Do you know, but they're better now, they're easier to clean now. They've got the plate that comes off. Because that was a Mark 1 technical fault, I thought.
Well, yeah, because Sophie always says she has trouble cleaning it. Yeah. I wouldn't know.
Well, he sold over 100 million grills.
That's good.
And he's just teamed up with Jackie Chan in China. I don't know what they're going to do. The grill walk.
100 million.
100 million.
That's more than bottles of reggae sauce.
Mm.
It is, isn't it?
100 million.
And Hulk Hogan turned it down.
I haven't, actually, no.
Hulk Hogan turned it down.
He got offered and he turned it down. He said, no, I don't.
So George, this is Hulk Hogan.
George Foreman and Jackie Chan have the knockout walkout.
Oh.
All right, well, look, I'm intrigued about this. Well, I'm not intrigued, but, you know, I'm going to plug it for you. This TV show. We'll talk more.
You've got to watch out for the therapy buddy.
What?
Have you seen the therapy buddy?
No, we've been sent it. We're just... Oh, well, I know, but I've got to hit a jingle in 2 seconds' time now.
There you go. Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. It's some kind of porn toy.
I thought it was like a morph thing.
Right, Genius Link Dave, how do you get to today's from yesterday's, which was, of course...
Aerosmith, I don't want to miss a thing. Aerosmith...
I'm mixing
Fat Boy Fat. Come on. You've broken the button.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You have.
Fat Man Scoop, Insect Scoop. Random choice. Where the hell did that come from?
Where the lingo's nobody knows.
Yeah, but who remembers that? Well, what? You remember it now, but how would that come into your head?
Well, because, as I say, I don't, you know.
Sarita told you to play
it. No, she didn't tell me to play it at all.
Half time on the show, it's a bit where Dave... No, it's not. It's Seamless. Was it Seamless?
No,
that'll do.
Yeah.
So I'm getting carried away. Because Peter Jones is wearing a Chelsea shirt and it's really putting me off doing the show.
It's the therapy buddy that was hugging you a minute ago.
Well, I'll explain that in a minute.
That's odd.
Right, it's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say...
Let's get rid... Oh, that rubbish echo.
Hang on, it's not off.
What's happened?
Go on!
Hello? Ah, there you go. Dave in a cave. Right.
It's a bit of the show where Dave's going to say... Peter Jones is here. You may know him from Dragon's Den, or maybe the Dragon's Den Christmas special. Or you may know him from appearances on other shows. You probably don't know him, though, from Tycoon. But, hey, you live and learn, don't you, Peter? Oh, see, it was like The Apprentice, but rubbish. No, I'm joking, obviously. It's, no, well, actually was like The Apprentice. So American Inventor is your show. So you sit on a panel with with George Formby. And
we're not making money.
Nothing wrong with window cleaning.
And who's the woman? Who's the woman on it?
Sarah Blakely.
Invented
Spanx.
Excuse me?
Something that's close to your heart.
Spanx? I don't know what Spanx is.
You put them on, they're like pantyhose, and they make you look thinner.
I'm sorry, what's pantyhose? Do you mean tights?
Well, like tights, yeah.
Come on. Don't call them pantyhose, do they?
They just suck in.
What's the name? Sarah
suck
what?
Sucking a little bit of fat.
Sarah what?
Blakely.
Blakely. See, God, Google it. Welcome to Spanx by Sarah Blakely, official site. It's the latest in slimming, comfortable body shapers.
There you go, bit of you, that.
Shut up, turn it in. So, you three, what do you see? You go around America.
There's four. There's another guy called Pat Crouchy.
Sorry?
Another guy called Pat Crouchy. There's four judges.
Pat Crouchy?
Pat Crouchy.
Oh.
Or Crouchy.
I was playing that with a dog the other day, Pat Crouchy.
He was behind the 76ers, the basketball team.
Wow.
I didn't know anything about it before I went to it. But he is a legend.
So, people come on and go, My name is Thomas, and I've invented something which is going to create world peace. And to stop the famine around the world. That's right, it is a pair of slippers. Oh, and when you wear them, they feel very comfortable. Like that.
Well, do you mean, we've got worse than that.
Right.
But you're probably on the ball. They're all inventions, Chris, so all wacky inventions, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay.
And it's family entertainment, that's the thing.
Okay. And then...
But it's dead serious. There's a two or three fantastic ideas.
And it wins $1 million...
$1 million at the end.
Yep. $1 million investment or $1 million?
No. It's not investment. It's purely...
So
they
you don't
win
have
$1 million.
You don't have a cut of it or anything like that?
No.
Wow.
No.
What a mug. I would.
Well, I don't have to put any money up either.
Well, that's true. Anyway, so and it airs on what channel in America? ABC?
ABC, yeah. And it aired in 96. Number one hit.
96?
On 2006, sorry.
That's what to say. How long is this bloody series?
It's been good.
A lot of the contestants have died from originally auditioning in. So 2006, and it was the number one show.
On a Thursday night for ABC for 7 years. 15 million viewers.
15?
15
That's
million.
That's more than the one show. All right, so it's on tonight on Virgin One. I think I can get Virgin One.
Can you?
I think so.
It's on second page now of Sky. It's gone up the
Has
number
it?
121, I think.
Wow.
And it's on 40 Freeview. They're all over the place.
Wow. What have you got, Alan? Do you got Sky or Freeview?
I've got both.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But 9 o'clock tonight, though.
You could watch it on both if you have two televisions.
If I wanted to. And there'd probably be at different times as well.
Wow, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Like a second delay.
I've got a DVD copy, so I'll watch it.
Whenever you want.
Afternoon, yeah. All right, well, I'm looking forward to seeing that. It'll be very, very exciting.
don't sound very excited.
No, I am, but you're being a bit weird today.
But I've dressed up for you today.
You've dressed
up. And I brought you a therapy buddy.
Explain to me what a therapy buddy is.
You'll see it tonight. But
oh, is this on the first?
Mad. Yeah,
it's on the first
literally
show.
On the first show, and this is a cuddly toy that you put around your neck, and when you squeeze it, it says everything is going to be all right.
All right. Well, let's find out. This is it's like a Moomin, but legally different.
Everything is going to be all right.
Was the man who invented this, was he fat and lived on his own?
Well, do you know what? He looks like this.
Does he?
He really does.
Peter, is this being marketed for the clinically depressed? And if so, this is quite topical because there's a thing all today in the news about Prozac and stuff. And do you think that having a light blue flump tied to the side of your head is a viable alternative to that sort of medication?
No. I think that you need a white coat if you want one of those.
Alan, do you like it?
I like it until
like it
speaks. Once it speaks, that freaks me out a little. But it's brilliant to hug.
All right, well, if you want to see what the therapy buddy looks like, then you have to be watching the show tonight. Dave's put it around his neck. He's using it like cuddles the monkey. The only thing is, to hear it properly, you need to put its groin to your ear. And I've got to be honest, that's a bit wrong.
And if you were caught in public in that position...
You know...
Everything is
And that voice is irritating.
So you're not a fan, Peter?
No, I don't like it. I think it's eerie.
Oh, my God, we've got them coming out of our bloody ears.
How many of them...
I don't know how many
How many of them did you send to us?
Rachel had one. You had one.
Really?
All the teams upstairs
All the DJs have had one.
Yeah. It wasn't me, I promise. No, I want to keep them out of the country as best as we can.
All right, are you still doing Dragon's Den, then? You are doing
Yeah, we're going to start filming in a month or so. Series 6, would you believe?
Wow.
And we are going to keep all the dragons.
So yes. all the same cast.
Even Deborah.
Yeah, the lovely Deborah.
Scary lady.
She's not scary.
She is on the TV, she's scary.
Well, maybe on the TV she is. Oh, but off camera, she's sweet and lovely.
Speak to Dominic Bird.
Yeah.
Right, the boss of Dragon's Den.
Do you want to come on it?
Well, we've been down that route. But yeah. Listen, more importantly, refilm the opening titles and get a bra for Needham, right? Because she's a bit droopy on the opening
Because
shot.
She does need them.
Seriously.
Really?
Yeah. Someone told me, Duncan said to me, after that bit of filming, Dina had to walk up and down that street so many times, she had bruises on her knees.
Went so nasty.
I must admit, she was leaning forward a bit.
So, listen, just for your own good.
Oh, don't be cruel to Deborah, she's lovely.
I'm not being cruel.
She really likes you.
Have you ever seen her cry? I'd love to make her cry, that would be brilliant.
That's not
would
nice, you, though? So. She'd out
No,
I'd
play her like the end of Titanic or something and I'd peel onions.
I think she's crying now, listening to this.
I wouldn't be cruel. You know.
You wouldn't win.
Are you still friends with any of the dragons that aren't dragons anymore? Or do you, once they're gone, are they dead to you?
Yeah, they're out of my life, aren't
Is
they?
Is that it? They're
yeah,
gone.
It's like it's a bit like a girlfriend that moves on.
Sure. Like the Aussie fella, Richard Farley.
Yeah.
No.
You don't see
He's
him.
He's a fan of the show, apparently.
No.
Richard Farley.
He's not a fan of the show. He wanted to come on to plug something. That's what
it was.
He
had a book out called Tiger or something. Who was a fella that looked a little bit like David Letterman? Did you hear from him?
Oh, Doug Hall.
Mm.
I like him.
Actually, I like him as well.
I like him.
No, he's doing a thing called Library House. He's doing really well. He's not
Library
on TV.
House?
Yeah. He hasn't got a...
It's like books
He's not
stuff.
Really that interested in TV anymore.
Right.
He's very focused on his business, which is a good thing. He was good. Simon Woodruff, do you remember him?
No.
No.
No? Blue suit? No. He was on the first series.
I quite like this fella who joined in this last series.
Yeah,
whose
James
name I forget.
Genghis Khan.
Yeah, I like him. I think he's
Genghis
fair.
Genghis Khan.
Mm.
Actually, do you know what? He's a good sport.
I like him. He's nice.
Yeah, we've teased him and ribbed him the first series, and he took it all on. He filled his car with rubbish.
Does he? He invests in the ones that you don't, I've noticed. If no one else invests, he does.
Well, he had to in the first series because nobody really wanted to take his money. So that was hard. So he has to invest in things like a dog treadmill. Which, actually, Chris, you could do with at the moment, after breaking yours, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, tell me about it.
Did you really break your treadmill?
Yeah.
I was overuse.
Not because I was too heavy. I've just seen, out of the Dragon's Dens, right? Do you know Dragon's Den is on around the world? Like, American inventor is French and Taiwan inventor or something. That'll be a long series. You've got Australian inventor, you've got Dragon's Den, you've got Japanese and Australian and Israeli and all that. Do you know on the Australian version of Dragon's Den is that absolute prize a-hole paparazzi bloke with the stupid hair?
Oh, him.
Do you know the one that,
yeah.
I think it wouldn't surprise me if he was hated by everybody on the planet.
Mm.
Him.
Mm.
Is that Daniel Lyons or somewhere?
Don't know.
Darren Lyons. Oh, what a horrendous, horrible man. So that's on the Australian version of Dragon's Den, which is, that's enough to put you off going to Australia.
Yeah. Well, Dragon's Den's going to go on in America as well.
Are you going to do it?
I don't know.
You think you should?
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What, just to get me out of the country?
Well, no!
Actually, for tax reasons, that'd probably be good, though, wouldn't it?
What, America?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's not Switzerland.
I don't think you should. But do you know what America should do, but they won't do it? What Americans should do is have the British dragons on in America.
Yeah.
Virtually all of them.
So the same bunch.
You, Duncan, what do you not think Duncan would be hilarious because nobody would understand a word he was saying? Bearing in mind, we struggle. Can you imagine what those yahoos out in Hicksville would be making of him?
Not a clue.
I gotta say, I enjoy that Dragons TV show, but I can't understand a word that man's saying. Where's he from? Timbuktu land?
Duncan Hammertam?
Good morning, Americans.
I love Dragon's Den. What happened to the... there was the woman on there as well, Rachel...
Oh, yeah, there was Rachel Elner as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She now... She,
I see her, she not, hear of her some doing speaking, I think.
If you lose your money, do you get booted off?
Well, it's not a good thing if you haven't got money.
Well, sure.
Dragons, is it?
Yeah.
But yeah.
You could pretend. There's obviously Peter, there's Duncan, there's Theo Fajitas.
Mm-hmm.
Peter and Duncan are the ones who they've been in all of them.
Yeah.
And then Theo, and then Deborah, and then Richard Farley came in, but he went, but I liked him.
Yeah.
He plays tennis in Monaco and drives cars. And then James Caan, who comes in, he's quite, you know, quiet and...
He's nice, James Caan.
Hello, I'm James. I'm very interested in your idea. Tell me how you came up with it. I was sitting in the bath having a wash, and I noticed when I peed, it didn't really change the colour. That's very interesting. That's very interesting. So the bath pee buddy, what you pee into the tube, and the tube is connected to the penis and also the toilet, so you will never have to pee in the bath again. It's a bit of rubber tube. That's very inventive.
Bit like a hose pipe.
Do you like that? You're just sitting in the bath. You don't want to get out for a pee. Little tube over little Peter Jones Jr. into the toilet.
Isn't that called a catheter?
Oh, I don't know. No, there was Peter, Duncan, Theo,
no,
Rachel,
Deborah. No, you're not understanding me.
I've never heard of this cath woman. Catharter, is that what you were saying? Anyway, right, so listen, let's get all the plug things out of the way and then we can make Peter work for his plugs. So Dragon's Den is coming back. American Adventure starts tonight at 9 o'clock on Virgin One.
Yep.
With Peter and the therapy buddy.
Yeah, and let your kids stay up to 9 o'clock tonight and watch it.
Well, after 9 o'clock. If they stay up till 9, they'd have to go to bed with the opening titles.
Very good, Chris, thank you.
Yeah.
9 o'clock tonight, Virgin One.
I'll record it for them and let them watch it tomorrow.
At 9 o'clock?
Well, yeah, all right.
All right.
And then anything else to plug?
No, listen... I hope they love it. I really do.
He's about to say, I don't just come on the show to plug things.
I don't want to come on the show and just Which plug American Inventor at 9 p.m. on Virgin One.
Did he turn up for the birthday show with, like, a cake made of diamonds? No, he didn't.
I sent you a lovely text to say, I'm sorry I couldn't be there.
Yeah, he sent me a text saying you weren't coming.
I was on the ski slopes.
Party. Yeah, on the ski slope.
With Elton John that you said was a great party.
I said to Peter, I went, you missed a great party. Elton John turned up. He went, you're kidding. I said, no. And Duncan popped in and Theo popped in. What? Really? Did you invite them? You really fell for it.
When you said Duncan, I thought you meant Duncan from Blue.
No, that was... What, babe? You're going to do the celebrity letter.
Yeah, what is the fastest... What have I got to beat?
The fastest time, celebrity-wise, is Davina, who did it in 22.08. Okay. By the way, Peter Jones is, competitive-wise, the male equivalent of Carrie, just so you all know. Yeah. The slowest time is Sharon Osbourne at 34.23. He can put his trainers on.
You're right, you've got about 6 minutes.
I just want to put the trainers on just to feel them. And
Do you want to walk the lap while we play a couple of songs?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if you don't.
I think you should.
Hey, make sure you put the arrows pointing the wrong way. Cause if he doesn't get the top time, if he doesn't beat Davina's time, he'll go mental.
Also,
can I get anybody to keep the doors open for me?
The other thing I'm wondering about is we need to check the height of those door arches as well. Otherwise, you could clatter yourself.
Oh, and also they are doing maintenance work as well, so we will have to clear the maintenance people out of the way.
Oh. Yeah,
but apart from that, you'll be fine.
Do I get an extra 5 seconds then?
No.
No.
No?
You'll be able to do it in 3 steps.
Well, you've put hurdles up today for me.
Yeah, that's true. You've got like 42-inch legs.
It's bigger than your waist.
I've still got my socks on.
42, I said, actually, smart ass. Not 52. Right, Peter doing the celebrity lap in a bit.
Coming up today on Radio 1 at 10, it's Joe Wiley with the latest entertainment news, 7-song shuffle, and expert Johnny Minkley will be in discussing video games. Edith Bowman at 1 has Charlie Cox from fantasy romance film Stardust, Scott Mills at 7, Zane Lowe at 7, Scott Mills at 4, Zane Lowe at 7, and Westford's Indie Music We Trust at 9. Thank you.
You see, what it is, it's a tube for when you're lying in the bath, right, and you're in the bath and you're nice and cuddly, and then you want a wee, and you don't want a wee in the bath, you don't want to get out of the bath, it's a tube. So you attach nozzle A to, you know, little Chris Jr., and then you put nozzle B into the actual toilet so you can pee freely, and we're going to call it the batheter.
Nice. I threw a standing in line, the clubs I'll never
get in. Estelle, an American boy. It's all right, then, isn't it?
Estelle as in 1980 Estelle.
Well, yeah. It must be. Featuring Kanye West.
Mm, she's done well for herself.
That track was a great track, wasn't it? The 1980 track.
Yeah, no, what's that?
Anyway, that comes out in March. Estelle and Kanye West, very nice, an American boy. So funny, we got Peter Jones on. You know, normally when we have guests on, people go, oh, tell Mark Ronson I love his album, or I saw him playing Brighton the other night, and Peter comes on, and they go, I've come up with a really good idea about trousers. Would Peter like to give me some money? Can you ask Peter if he'd give me a ring? Would Peter be interested in investing in a computer games company in Ireland?
That cam on the top of Peter's head is not going to survive this lap, is it?
No. Oh, my God. Watch out for low bridges.
That's going to get bashed.
Yeah, Peter Jones, you know how tall he is? He's 7'3".
I think it's 6'7".
Okay.
If that video comes out from the helmet, that will look very funny, with just that clattering into door frames all the way around.
He's a tall boy. Is he mic'd up? Let's have a little listen. Are you on the microphone?
I'm on the mic.
Oh, yeah, you're on the mic.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the time I got to beat?
1:17. Okay, so, Peter Jones is about to do... He's limbering up. He's been limbering up outside by having a cigarette.
We have to tell you, like all competitors, Peter, that we can hear you all the way around the track, obviously, because you're mic'd up, so be careful about language should you fall or trip or hurt yourself.
I've got stitches in my head.
Already. Yeah, how do you get he got stitches in his head from skiing? Who'd have thought you'd be rubbish at skiing? What are you doing, Peter? What are you doing?
I'm trying to get near the mic.
You've got a microphone attached to your face.
Oh, I'm on now, am I? Live.
It's good, isn't it?
Welcome to the Chris Moore Show.
All right.
Is that all right?
Yeah. So as you run round, if you whack your head and swear, we'll hear it in crystal clear quality. So try not to swear. In fact, don't swear.
Have you got any duct tape?
No, we've got duct tails. Woo!
Duct tape. Woo!
No, I went skiing, had a brilliant week, and then on Friday, went up on a T-bar.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get the T-bar underneath my leg, and it came around and hit me in the inside of the head.
Oh, my heart bleeds for you.
Bad Peter, times. So did my head.
I care very much, but we're late for news. So if we could just...
Right, so you had to... do you know the lap?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God, look at the camera. It's so gonna break.
How high is the camera?
That's not going to work.
It's all right. Okay. I'll go down.
You're going to have to duck through the doorways. Is the camera recording now?
Yes, it is.
Let me wave the camera.
Hang on.
Brilliant, okay. Okay, look at me, Peter. Hello, viewers. Oh, I don't know if the camera's working,
I just like it, isn't it?
Do you want to do it after the news, or are we ready to go now?
Let's do it after the news.
Okay.
Because we want that camera to work properly, don't we?
Yeah, we want that. We want head cam to be working perfectly. All right, look, let's get the camera sorted. Then after the news, Peter Jones will do the celebrity lap. Bearing in mind that he's 6'7", and with helmet and cam, that probably puts him at about 7 foot, and the doorways are about 6 foot. This is going to be a very interesting lap. Everything's going to be all right. I'll be your therapy buddy. Right, so let's do the news and then we'll do the celebrity lap, right?
Right.
He's so competitive. Look at him, look at him, look at him. Oh, if he doesn't beat Davina, there'll be trouble.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
It'd be funny if Kelly Osbourne's faster than he is.
We'll wait and see.
Yeah. All right, let's do the lap after we get some news and sports. 9:31.
The bus stop killer is linked to more... 9:35 now.
Do you think he's ticklish?
Who?
Who?
Peter Jones or that?
No, Ricky Hatton.
I don't know.
Because for sport relief, I'd like to get in the ring with him, but on a tickling match.
He'd batter you.
No fighting, just tickling.
Just tickling with Ricky Hatton.
Don't they think that'd be funny?
That's a very good idea.
Seconds out, round one. Oh, you little Morgan!
He'd be a giggler as well, wouldn't he?
I bet he would, yeah.
He would.
I reckon he is ticklish.
Get off me!
Yeah. I reckon he is very ticklish.
Right, here we go then. Peter Jones, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
We can hear you too. Okay, you have your... Look at, is the camera on?
I'd like... It's now recording. I need to say one more time, please duck.
How expensive is that camera?
Oh, it's cheap, it's fine.
Oh, well then don't worry about it. That'll be funny.
No, your head, I was thinking.
All right, Peter, look at me. Hello, viewers. That's Peter Headcam. Someone texted in earlier saying it'd be like watching the lap from on Google Earth.
I like that.
Okay, so you know the lap?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, you can put your hands on the second door, and then as soon as I say go, push through the door. Then you're taking her right into the live lounge, double doors on that, through the live lounge. When you get to the end of the live lounge, you're taking her right and then left as if you're leaving the studio area. Take a left down through the grandstand bit, past the crowds. And then you want to go through the door, take a left. Then you're going around the Biggins Bend and then past the vending machine. And then you're into the loo while straight back into the studio.
Be careful of the air conditioning operatives as well who are doing work just by the grandstand.
Mm. Cool, you've got obstacles up.
Warned them that you're on your way.
There's a bloke called Jeff who's loitering, so watch out for him.
Here we go, Peter Jones on the celebrity lap. All right, the head camera's on.
Come on,
Matt is following. Here we go, get ready. In 3, 2, 1, go!
He's very quick.
Oh, my goodness.
He's
speedy Gonzalez,
you know. On the home straight, Louis Walsh.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be a very quick time. Here he comes.
Coming.
Okay, there's a lot of man-hugging going on here.
That was weird. Electric.
Wow.
Peter Speedy Jonesy.
Whew, I'm out of breath now. Okay, now count to 10 for us nice and slow to see how your recovery rate is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can I have some more?
6. Yeah. Wow, okay, all right. You can defrock if you want to get rid of your helmet and all of that. And this is very exciting, Sam. I'm out of breath. Man, you just jumped on me and I had to hold him. No, as in hold him up.
That's the biggest man you've had in your arms.
You didn't have to hold it. What?
I said it's the biggest man you've had in your arms.
Yeah, since that night in Vegas.
Mm.
And he still keeps in touch with... Does...
Bubba.
Bud. Feel all right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Depends.
How do you think you did?
I think I won.
Do you think you've won? Okay, now, on a serious level now, because you are quite a competitive man. You're a nice man, but you're quite competitive. If you haven't got the fastest time out of all the celebrities, how gutted would you be?
Uncontrollably.
Okay. Well, here's the list. Sharon Osbourne is last with 34.23 seconds. I can tell you, you're faster than Sharon Osbourne. Philip Glenister, the Gene Genie from Ashes to Ashes, 26.49. You're faster than him. Keith Chegwin, Cheggers, 25.21. You're faster than him. Let's just jump up past a few names now. Alan Carr from the Friday Night Project. It's me, Alan! Was 24 seconds. I'm not going to tell you yet if you're faster than him or not.
Oh.
Kelly Osbourne was 25 seconds. Davina McCall was 22.08. So let's go. Davina, 22.08. Alan Carr, 24. And Kelly, 25. I can tell you that you are faster than Kelly Osbourne. You are faster than Alan Carr. The top celeb name, the leader on the celebrity lap, if you take away Dave and everybody who works on the show, and just go with the stars. Sorry, Dave.
Sorry.
Davina, 22.08. Your score... 20.27. Which actually puts you third from everybody, but we do... I still can't believe that Dave, Matt and Piers did in the time that they did.
Also, as that board fills up, the team will start disappearing. It'll just be a celebrity board.
And by the way, that was your second lap, wasn't it?
What, the 1867? Yeah.
So, 20.27. So, Dominic, you are just... You just nipped it. Mind you, this was before Headcam came in.
Tis true.
Yeah.
Wind resistance.
So there's no proof of him doing it, then?
There's a video of him doing it, but not in the same way that you did. So the leaderboard, well, going backwards on celebs running the studio lap, Sharon Osbourne, Philip Glenister, Cheggers, Mark Ronson, Kelly Osbourne, Justin Lee Collins, Alan Carr, Davina McCall, and top of that list is Mr. Peter Jones. The competitive version of Carrie. Sorry, the male competitive version. How do you feel? You must be very...
Oh,
very
Chris,
pleased.
I love you.
That's very nice. I could feel that when you jumped on top of me. It was quite uncomfortable. I'm going to sue you.
I feel quite relieved, actually.
Yeah? Oh.
I said to my driver on the way in, I'm going to win this today. So I put a lot of pressure on myself.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I've ever won.
I had a bet on it.
And?
Me and Dominic put 50p on, and we've just won £1 million each. So we're quite pleased. Well, well done. Congratulations to Peter Jones for being the new leader on the Chris Moyle Celebrity Lap. Bow, bow, bow. Right, now we've got... I'm dying to see what this video looks like with head cam.
Yeah. It'll be on today's blog. So okay. Read today's blog.
All right. If you want to see Peter Jones running the Celebrity Lap, today's blog on the website and the Chris Moyle's pages, check that out. Oh, do you want to give that to Alan?
No, it's okay.
Right, okay. Check it out and see a video of Peter doing that, right. I tell you what, I'm out of breath and all I was doing was watching, for God's sake. Right, what do you want to do? Do you want to play a couple of songs?
Yeah.
All right. It's 9:43. Let's get the feeling on. I like that.
Hello to all our listeners across the USA, from New York State to Florida and live across LA. And hi to everybody in Canada as well. We've never ever been there, but we hear it's a nice place. The Chris Moyle Show gets today's Peter Jones.
Duffy, UK's number one. Mercy, good record, it's 10 to 10. Joe Wiley coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Unlike me, she's in the building before her show. Hey, so Peter Jones, the new leader in the Celebrity Leaderboard for the Celebrity Lap, running around the studios, he's doing Richard and Judy today. You know what that means, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I slept with Chris Moyle last night.
I slept with Chris Moyle last night.
I slept with Chris Moyle last night.
The strangest experience of my life was sleeping with Chris Moyle.
I've slept with Chris Moyle.
I slept with Chris Moyle last night.
I've slept with Chris
Moyle. Oh, I love that. I've slept with Chris Moyle.
All right.
I mean, obviously, it must be quite strange watching yourself do a wedding scene.
It is, really, because this last kind of, well, the last two or three months have just been hectic. My character's completely taken a turn on screen. I slept with Chris Moyle last night.
As you do.
I've been put...
So can Peter get in?
I slept with Chris Moyle last night.
Into the interview. Today, no pressure. No pressure, no problems.
It's got to be easier if you're female, hasn't it?
Not really. Oh, I'll be you. Dave, you can be Richard.
Okay.
And Alad, you can be Judy.
Okay.
Right. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We don't have the music, do we? Then. I know they don't do this show anymore, but...
It'll do for this, won't it?
And away you go. Cue Richard.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Peter Jones from Dragon's Den, who's here to talk to us about...
American Inventor. 9 o'clock tonight, Virgin 1. American Inventor, 9 o'clock tonight, Virgin 1. American Inventor,
yeah.
9 o'clock tonight, Virgin 1.
Yeah.
Yep, American Inventor.
So, Peter, tell us what the programme's about.
Well, it's a great show, actually. I slept with Chris Moyle last night.
Oh, right. Okay.
We scour America and we find people who've got, who've invented things. Mm. American Inventor, 9 o'clock tonight, Virgin 1.
Welcome back.
Reggae, reggae sauce.
Hello.
Now, how easy is that?
Actually, that is brilliant.
You know, it sounds easy.
Yeah.
Doddle.
It is.
Have a go.
I'll do my best.
Now.
No.
We've got these great inventions all across America and George Foreman. I slept with Chris Moyle last night. George is just brilliant.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Very nice. I feel as though, I actually feel now as though we did sleep together last night. Let's not get married. What's that all about? All right, so I think we've mentioned American Inventor enough.
And you'll be on the telly as well. Is that live at 5 on 4?
Oh, by the way.
Yep, live at 5 on 4
as
today.
As an incentive for you, do you know the leaderboard, which you've beaten Davina on? By the way, Davina will be fuming.
Mm.
Really?
Yes. She'll be gutted that you've beaten her. The leaderboard is here. Your name goes there.
Yeah, I like that. At the
if
top.
You don't say on the television, I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
Your name gets taken off.
Oh, that's hard.
Oh. Oh, I tell you what. Actually, what I'll do to make it worse, we will add 4 seconds onto your time, which means you will be slower than Alan Carr.
I think I've got to say it, haven't I? Yep.
I've slept with Chris Moyles as well.
I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
The only person who's bottled out of it properly big time. Actually, Alan Carr bottled out of it on Rich and Judy. But Carrie, on our show, bottled out of it as well.
Carrie, apologies for being personal. Is it true you slept with Chris Moyles last night?
I didn't know. I haven't slept with...
There you go. I didn't know.
Also, Peter, it's worth bearing in mind that we do not allow variations on this theme.
Such as Davina's.
Just spent the night at Chris Moyles.
That's not good enough.
Right, so...
It needs to be...
I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
I slept with Chris Moyles.
Well, JLC, technically... Borderline. Phillip Schofield, though.
I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
Perfect.
Bang on.
Brilliant.
That is the phrase that pays.
The strangest experience of my life was sleeping with Chris Moyles.
Which then would have set up Justin perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got that, Peter?
I've got it.
Do you want to practice?
I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
There you go. It's beautiful. That's all you need. What a weird thing. By the way, for those of you who missed our mention on The One Show last night, this is The One Show with Adrian Charles.
I'd love to say I'm looking forward to it, but frankly I'm not.
This is how a lot of people feel about The One Show, but let's not go into that.
I'd love to say I'm looking forward to it, but frankly I'm not.
It is for a great cause, though, isn't it?
It is for a great cause, absolutely.
Thanks,
so,
Alan,
lovely talking to you.
The problem is you couldn't even make the Chris Moyles show this morning on Radio 1 on time. He was late for that, so goodness knows.
Chris Moyles said if you said you loved him on this show... Then he'd have me back on this week.
Chris Moyles, I love you.
No.
There we go.
All right, steady on.
You can go back online.
That's just for fun, by the way, Chris.
Yeah.
That's just for fun, by the way. You know, you're not allowed to touch her. Oh, really? Okay, it's like I've run him on the pants around my ankles. I'm here, love. That's just for fun, Chris. It's just, okay, fine. Peter, good luck with the show.
Thank you very much.
So it's been on in America.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
So you know who wins.
I know who wins, yeah.
Tell us now, and then we won't have to watch it.
Okay, the winner and... Series 2.
The what?
Don't tell
us. The Series 2 winner is... I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
Ah! You see what he's done there?
Hi-ya!
That's nice.
Show overboard.
Hey, Dave.
Yes?
If you had £50...
Yes.
Right, in your pocket...
Uh-huh.
...and you gave £20 to Dominic...
Yep.
£20... to Carrie.
Yep.
And £10 to Allard.
You've got nothing.
Oh, Peter, he gave it away.
Oh, dear.
Let me do another one.
Go on.
You have £100.
£100.
You lose 90.
Yep.
And you spend 10.
Yep.
You've got nothing.
Oh, he's done it again. Stop giving away.
If I had £65.
I'm not going to invest today.
And I gave away £35 and then blew 30 in the bookies.
Yeah?
I'd have.
I'm not going to invest today.
The wrong clip.
Oh, let's have your bottom. I love him.
Sorry.
You've got nothing.
There you go. Dave hates it when I do that. Why do you do that?
You ruined that.
Why do you do that? You ruined that joke.
You ruined it.
What's your favourite Whitney Houston song, Peter?
You've got nothing.
No, it's I have nothing, isn't it? That's... what was that Embrace album that was out?
You've got nothing.
No, it was out of nothing,
out of
wasn't
nothing.
It? That's what it was. So what I've done there, Alan?
Clever.
Do you want to join in with a joke?
No, thank you.
Really? If you put the word thing after the word no,
yeah,
what do you have?
You've got nothing.
There you go.
I see.
That's what you... Jesus. Peter, thanks for coming in. Well done on the lap.
No, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
Have you got any business meetings today? You seen Levi Roots today?
No.
Invested in some tissue manufacturing?
Seen Levi on Friday.
Okay, what's today?
Today's American Inventor, 9 p.m. Virgin One Tonight
right.
Promotion.
Yeah, we've done that. I think we can safely tick
all
that
doing
box.
Today. Yeah.
All day?
All day.
Do you have to do any other radio interviews?
Yeah, I'm doing other radio interviews.
Oh, brilliant.
BBC ones.
Do you know what you got to do?
Radio 6. I'm doing Talk Sport.
Oh, then you've got to get I slept with Chris Moyles last night in.
Oh, does that count? Of course it does. It's on radio.
Yeah, why not? Well, maybe not TalkSport, but the others. Then,
LBC.
Yeah.
Right, I'm doing Steve Wright this afternoon.
Are you?
Yeah.
Live?
Live.
Wow. Hello, friend. Yeah, our favourite dragon is with us today. Woo! Hey, I slept with Chris Morris last night. If he says that to you, just go like that. You dirty pervert. That's what you should say. I'm going to try and get it in before you. Just saying, too late. I slept with Chris Moores last night. See?
Brilliant.
Da, da, da. Right, thank you, everybody. Back tomorrow. No one on the show tomorrow. I've got no guests.
No.
Tomorrow we'll be ripping apart American Inventor, which is on tonight at 9 o'clock. And that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
For today?
Yeah. That'll do, won't it?
Right. Check out the Facebook, check out the Bebo, check out the video blog later this morning of Peter Jones running the Celebrity Lap with Peter Jones' helmet cap. Nice. Right, Joanne is next.
I slept with Chris Moyles last night.
Sorry. I did so not. Is Peter still there?
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Peter. How did you do on your lap? I just need to know whether I beat you or you beat me. I'm competitive.
I beat you.
What? How? By what time? Really?
Your time was 21.32.
Yeah.
And Peter's time was 20.27.
Wow, he's
so
fast.
20.27, you were 21.32, so he beat you
Was well and truly thrashed.
By over a second.
Okay, and that must put you fairly near the top of the leaderboard then.
On outside of team members, that puts him top.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, he beat you by over a second. As you know, John, I've told you many times before, every second counts.
It does with you, anyway. Yeah. Okay, Peter, I used to like you, but I might have problems now.
See, everyone's so competitive, aren't they?
Yeah, just relax. It's not important.
Could we have another go, do you think, at some point in the future?
What,
because I think I could improve together. You knock me out of the way.
That's what we'll do. It's a three-legged celebrity lap. Brilliant.
Yeah, as long as Peter's my partner, that'd be great.
The only thing is, if we start filling out the health and safety forms now, we'll be able to do it in 2010.
Yeah, good point. All right. Well, have a nice day.
Who's on the show today?
Johnny Minkley. It's all about gaming.
Johnny Minkley.
He's our gaming expert today. Mm-hmm.
Johnny Minkley.
Still haven't played with him, have you?
The old Minka.
Mm-hmm.
What's he to talk about today? Has he got some new games? Is it Miss Pac-Man today he's reviewing, or Paperboy?
No.
It's Dungeons & Dragons.
No, he'll be talking about Blu-ray and HD DVDs and what else? Gears of War update?
Forget the HD DVD. It's all about the Blu-ray, Joe. You've got to get with the time, sweetheart.
Which is, I think, might be what he's saying later on today.
Hey, do you know what you should do? I know, into your time, but what you should do is get him to go out and buy you a VHS player, and then you can finally get rid of that Betamax that you're still hanging on to.
Hang on, was it you who bought... What did you buy the other day? A DVD player that records your VHSs?
Yeah.
And what did you do? What did you record? What did you dub over?
Some things I've recorded.
Yeah, your glorious history on TV.
If you really want to tell you, Dominic gets these videos from Amsterdam and he wants them on DVD.
All right, we begin.
Wake up with Miles. Get home with Mills.
They're really good. Radio 1. There's a woman in one of them, looks like Joe.
Why?
But it's a window cleaner.
Off my show now. I gotta play.